Are we being brainwashed? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Scott Salisker, assistant professor of English at the University of Arizona, examines if we are as free-thinking as we think we are.
In the early 2000s, I noticed more and more Americans using the word brainwashing, from media depictions of fundamentalist terrorists to broadcast insults between members of different political parties. I was less curious whether it was really possible to program people's minds than in the uses of that idea and of that image in American politics and culture. I found that Americans have talked about programmable minds most seriously when describing the enemies of democracy, like totalitarianism and fundamentalism. And we often argue about the meanings of American freedom by conjuring hyperbolic visions of unfreedom. We first used the term brainwashing to describe communist thought reform in the 1950s, but soon thereafter it was being used across the political spectrum. I found variants on brainwashing in memoirs about religious cults, in political theory, in the trial of Patty Hearst, in science fiction, in expert reports on terrorism, and even now in the news about the 2016 election. Across this broad field, brainwashing discourse reveals a trick of perspective in our thinking about freedom, in both political and academic discourse. We imagine ourselves as free-thinking and rational, but it's easy to imagine those who are different as products of their environments, programmed to think in a certain way. I conclude, then, that we have to be aware of how our own assumptions determine whether and when we acknowledge others as free-thinking individuals.
That was Scott Salisker of the University of Arizona. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.